there's a distinction between innovation, which is what you did, and institutionalization, which is looking around and seeing what's already there. Nothing new, really, just intensification and advocacy for what's already around. So research, education for the grow, you know, the knowledge economy, technology transfer, knowledge transfer. This is something that's already here, and it's kind of observing it and reinterpreting it as community. So it's institutionalization. It's not really innovative. It's just good advocacy.
Yeah.
And good advocacy is mostly valued over innovation, I think.
Oh, that's interesting. It's interesting for a university. I agree with you, but it's ironic that in a university that would be the case.
Yeah, from a strategic point of view.
Yeah.
I don't mean from from the point of view of people actually whose jobs it is to, you know, to look at nematodes under microscopes.
Yeah.
The innovation is very big there. But from the point of view we're talking about, fundamental change in the role of the university in society and the creation of social capital, it's also there, but it's not what comes to mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't really have a regular flow of support, financial or as a point on a strategic plan. If you look at any university in North America, you'll see a phrase that's something like the following: maintain our always existing excellence in the field of research. But you'll never see something that says, do something new, because we're getting kind of out of it here.
yeah.